Acts 15, 36 to 41. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaimed the word of the Lord, and see how they are." Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
Amen. Well, this is Graham with Jeremy Brooks, who just read this passage for us. And there's a disagreement in this passage. There's obviously, this passage says things about missions and what Paul and the other apostles are trying to accomplish. Well, what are your thoughts on this passage?
Yeah, it's such an interesting little inclusion by Luke in just the narrative of the gospel going out from Jerusalem to the nations. And it's kind of in the context of, you know, there was some disagreement in Antioch about what these Gentile believers needed to do to be faithful. And there was some issues with circumcision and other aspects of the law that believers from the, from the group of the Pharisees were saying, no, you need to do these things. And so they had this big council meeting and they said, no, you don't need to do those things. Here's a few things we do want you to abstain from, but you don't need to do these other things. And so Barnabas and Paul went to that and went to Antioch to deliver that news with some other men, and they've remained in Antioch since then. And so now they're there, and Paul has this idea, you know, let's go kind of do a similar thing. You know, they went to Antioch to strengthen the church there, to tell them what is good and what is not. And then they said, let's go back to all the brothers in every city that we proclaimed the gospel to, and let's see how they're doing, which is a great idea. Mm-hmm. You know, the gospel was sown and disciples were made. In some cases, in Acts 14, talks about how churches were planted and elders were appointed in each of those churches. And so they want to go back and see how they are, because they can't just like text them, be like, hey man, how's your church doing?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah, it's a great decision to make and a great thing to do. But then there's this disagreement about who should go with them to do it. And, you know, it's interesting. Paul decides not John because he hadn't actually gone to those places with them before. And so it does seem easy to say, well, he's a deserter maybe, and that's why they didn't want him to go. But there's also this, well, he just hadn't gone with them to those places. And so that could be part of it too. We don't know all the details about the disagreement, but I think the main thing here is, one, they're going off to do what's important, to strengthen the churches and make sure they're doing well, which is what verse 41 concludes. But God is sovereign in our human lives, where there is disagreements on how we should do things at times. And he's sovereign over this disagreement. And Barnabas, you know, who took Mark with him, we see later in just the story of scripture that Paul and Mark end up being reunited, working together again in ministry. Paul says that he's useful to him in ministry. And this same Mark is the one who wrote the Gospel of Mark, who a lot of people think was Peter's account of what happened, and Mark wrote it down and ordered it for us, and the Holy Spirit, you know, spoke through him. And so, yeah, it's just really interesting to see this disagreement and God's sovereignty over it. But the work was multiplied nonetheless.
Yeah, it's not extremely clear what, I mean, this is a historical book, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to tell, is part of this being commended to us? Like, we should disagree over certain things or not? It's unclear. I think a few biblical things, biblical principles we can take just from the scriptures and thinking about just disagreement in general. One comes to mind, Ephesians 4:3, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So just as Christians, one of the works of the Holy Spirit within us is unity. And so that is one thing that we want to pray towards, that we want to participate in, and that by the help of the Spirit, we can have unity amongst Christians. In the midst of disagreement. One other is Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And so in light of disagreement and anything that can come from that, just for a spirit of unity, a posture of potentially asking for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are, I think, a few biblical principles that we can take into disagreement. But yeah, I mean, it's unclear to see, but I love what you said. God's sovereignty in our disagreements and in all areas of life. We can trust the Lord in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is certainly able to be trusted in what happened, as we see later on in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that you brought in those other scriptures, and it's even a good, example of good Bible reading and how we're to read Acts.
Sure.
Just because you see something written there isn't a prescription for what should happen.
Right.
You need to let scripture interpret scripture, and those verses you brought in remind us of, well, what does the Bible command us to do in the face of disagreement?
Yeah.
To seek the unity in the Spirit, to pursue peace. And so I think that's just a great point as well.
That's great. Well, for Jeremy Brooks, I'm Graham Thompson. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.